But it also does say that, take some crosswords or playing cards with you to pass the time.
Because that's what she's going to want to do when she's having contractions.
Exactly. And
come on, love. Fucking hell. Stop it. It's your turn. Pick two up. Come on. What do you mean you ready to push? Fucking hell. We've got another three rounds.
But you're so close. Let's finish this game off. Come on.
I've got a good hand here. Come on. Can we just finish this round?
Oh, that can wait, love. That can wait. Hi, I'm Matt. I'm a 30-something with a 4-year-old stepdaughter and a pregnant fiancé.
And I'm Daniel. I'm a 30-something and I've had kids for a while, ranging from toddlers to teens.
Welcome back to another episode of Ramblings of Dadmen. I am Dan, and I'm joined once again, and as always, by my good friend Matt. How are you, Matt?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, and I'm very pleased to say that that was actually one take.
Yeah, apart from you didn't say hello or anything, like, hi guys, thanks for listening.
I said and welcome back. What do you want?
Hello.
Okay, sorry. Hi everyone, how are you?
Too far.
Okay, fuck me.
Yeah, I'm good. How's your week been?
Good. Just average week, really. What have you been up to?
Honestly, just work. I've been winding down at work. It's been my last week this week. On Friday, I was meant to be involved in a team meeting and just to finalise some things. And they forgot about me. To be honest, I was sat on a Teams call for an hour and a half, and it was just like waiting for other people to join the meeting. And I'm like, well, I'm clearly not invited to this meeting anymore.
Who sits there for an hour and a half waiting?
Well, I didn't have anything else to do. I mean, it was a Teams thing, so I was like just plonking around on the computer as well and doing some little bits. But, I was like, well, if they're not going to invite me into the meeting, I'm not going to make a big fuss about it. It's like a really bad thing.
Let's be honest. You sat in the lobby and you were playing solitaire and you got that carried away with solitaire. You didn't realise it had been an hour and a half.
Well, I mean, there might have been like a shade of truth to that. I mean, no. A thorough professional. I was answering phone calls and doing some email-y stuff. But my boss rang me up as well and then, like, he asked me, what am I doing today? And I was kind of like, well, I'm just doing some little bits. He goes, well, it's your last day. You can have an easy day. I'm like, oh, brilliant. I mean, officially, right. I don't finish until tomorrow, but I'll take a last day on Friday. I won't tell him.
Yeah, fuck it. So, 2-3 days.
If he's yeah. But yeah, so tomorrow I start my new job. I'm going in to do my induction. Nice. Nervous. Very nervous. It's very much out of my comfort zone.
Well, let's just say over the last sort of 14 episodes, you've got very good at saying, hi, I'm Matt. So if you don't open with that when you walk in, I'd be very disappointed.
Yeah, that was a, hi, I'm Matt. I've got a podcast. Please, will you listen? That was going to be my gambit as well.
Wear the T-shirt, please.
So I spoke to the guy that's doing my induction on Friday, it was. When I was meant to be in this team meeting, I thought, well, I might as well sort out my induction. So I did. He rang me up and he said, well, in terms of office attire, you can come in a shirt and tie if you want, but I'll be wearing jeans and T-shirts. So, anything in between. And I thought, should I wear the Ramblings of Dadmen T-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay. Or maybe on the first day, I should probably be a little bit smart, I would imagine. I'll probably go in like just a shirt and a jumper or something.
So this is the point now where you've got to go in like full on Superman, like wear a shirt, wear a tie, have it on underneath, and then when he goes, oh Matt, you're very formal, I'm I look around, everyone's just got jeans and t-shirt, you're like, ah, okay, I came prepared, and then just rip the buttons off the shirt. Ramblings of Dadmen.
What, you've never heard of this? We are an international sensation, haven't
sorry.
You
sorry I put my shirt back on.
We have listeners in Germany.
We have actually gone global, which is, I'm proud of that.
It's mind-boggling, isn't it? Considering. Moving on.
Beck did have a very funny moment during the week. She tripped over and she banged both of her knees.
Ooh.
To be fair, it is quite savage. Like, one of them's badly bruised and the other one's grazed. But it's just made for absolute hilarity. I shouldn't laugh, but she can't bend her knees when she's walking up and down stairs. She's like a penguin going up and down stairs. It's really funny. She couldn't get out of bed the day after she did it. I feel bad for her, but at the same time, it is providing a lot of hilarity.
Have you done the gentlemanly and noble thing and took the piss out of her at every occasion?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Gentle pokes on the kneecap and whatnot.
Do you know what? We've had a very, very quiet week ourselves. I started doing a bit of walking just to try and keep the fitness up while I'm not at rugby. So I put my headphones on at about 10 o'clock this morning. Well, maybe about 11 o'clock. And then just lost track of time. And Becky texts me like 2.5 hours later and saying, "Where are you?" At which point, I just got through the door. And I was like, sorry, I didn't look at my phone. I was listening to music. But I did admit to her that about halfway through, I was like, I nearly rang you up to pick me up because my legs were burning so much. like, I just zoned out and then completely, all the lactic acid just came into my legs at one point. I was like, I was listening to, here's a recommendation. And to be fair, it's a cheat one because you played me the song first. But Bo Burnham's new album.
Ah, yeah.
So I don't know if you've managed to listen to it yet. It's amazing.
I do intend to, yeah. Is it as good as the ones that we've listened to yet?
Yes.
Is it just a pure album of that?
It's not just a pure album of that. It goes in a very different direction. There's a very 80s synth sound to it. Apparently, there's another one of his songs that's now a bit of a TikTok trend. Because I played it to Becky last night as well. He's like, "Oh, I've heard this song. It's all over TikTok."
That's the kids of today, you know. And I've realised, fuck me, I sound old. Shit. Yeah. Kids today. When you play them a song, they're like, "Oh, yeah, that's from TikTok." I'm like, no, songs are not made for TikTok. Fucking get a grip. For anyone who hasn't heard of Bo Burnham, go and search for the song "Welcome to the Internet." Bear in mind, the first minute is a parody, so it does sound like a normal song. It gets going. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So the song that's all over the TikTok is called Jeffrey Bezos. So
I have heard that.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
And then the other one that's not so much funny, just relatable, White Woman's Instagram.
Okay.
Maybe just listen to that because it's relatable. It's funny. But yeah, definitely check out the album. So yeah, so I lost about 2.5 hours. So one of the things coming into the new job is that we're going to try and scale down to one car, which is fine. Becky, I don't know if you know, but she's a little bit of a control freak. I don't know if you've got that like vibe off her. But
I think, you know, based off the argument the other week, some of our listeners might have a small thing.
Yeah. No, she very likes to be in charge and she likes to be in, you know, she's got a plan and everything's fine. Anyway, I very rarely drive at the minute and I'm fine with that. Yesterday, I took the car to fucking Lidl and reversed into somebody else.
Oh, you've not.
Yeah, so a minor crash at 3 miles an hour, and it's always the worst ones, isn't it?
Did you leave the scene of the crime?
No, I didn't. I was very honest about it, and she was in the car as well. So I was. But what happened is we were on the car park, and I've reversed out, and she was in another bay, and she was going forward, and we've just kind of clipped. But because I was reversing, there's no damage to our car. And because it's hit the corner of her bumper's ripped off.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, it's fucking, that's what happens, isn't it? Like, little cars just collapse like that, because that's all it was. So, needless to say, I am banned from driving for a little bit. But, yeah, so I had a little beer last night to cheer myself up. Becky's probably booking me another driving test as we speak. But yeah, it's just one of them. Do you know, it's more frustrating, isn't it, when it's those shitty little accidents that happen. And I mean, you could just press the bumper in and it would have been fine, but it's just one of them things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more frustrating, isn't it? And
yeah,
as soon as it happens, your adrenaline kicks in and that fight or flight reaction sort of happens, and well, your senses are tingling and you're all like, but what have I done? Right, okay, do I need to take pictures? Do I need to ring an ambulance? The police need to come. Shit, I'm going to get locked up. I'm not going to see the birth of my child.
I was literally more scared of telling Becky, to be honest.
I mean, all of those still apply.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
It happens to the best of us, mate.
It does. Yeah.
Well, joking back a little point, when you said you went out for a walk, we actually did that today. It's the first time that we've been into the woods with the dog since she had her operation.
All right, okay.
It was a fair walk. We're talking 5K. And she was absolutely knackered when we got back. Yeah, because she's not done it for a while. And she's just been sleepy all afternoon, which is good because she's usually quite hyper. She was up at 6:30 this morning. It's like having a kid. You're going to get used to all this in getting up at the... I used to think there was only 1 6 o'clock in a day.
Well, we do know that I'm getting up at 6 o'clock, as we've discussed.
Well, you say you're getting up at 6. I don't think you are.
Which actually, funnily, brings me to a little review of our episode a couple of weeks ago. She said, Matthew, are you a psychopath? I was awake until 11 p.m. until 3 a.m. last night. And then I had 2 hours sleep. I slept till 5 a.m. And I will say I've been up since 5, not 11. And I wholeheartedly disagree. In fact, that's insane. If you're up for that long amount of hours, at what point do you say you're awake for longer than you've slept?
I didn't know you knew any vampires. Is it Noel Fielding?
It's not Noel Fielding, but I should make a caveat that she and her husband have also had a little one, so they gave birth to a baby boy in March-ish time, so...
Maybe going through teething or something along those lines, which is... Yeah. That's a fuck of that.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other fucking ball game. Like, you know, at least when they're crying normally, when they're first born, that you know it's one of three things. They need to shit, they need feeding, or they just need to go back to sleep. You know, with those three, you can do something about it. When it's teething, sweet FA you can do. Just they're in just agony and they'll just cry. They can be laughing 1 minute and then they'll just burst out in tears and fucking hate everyone and everything. Good luck with that.
Thanks, Jim. I'm pretty sure my parents solved that by giving them whiskey. Maybe. Whiskey and the dummy. Does that, like, are we allowed to do that?
A lot of ropey things did happen back in the day. I think I've heard red wine on dummies and all sorts of stuff.
So this isn't an advice, like...
No, I definitely would not advocate doing that now. Patience is going to become your best friend. Good luck.
Yes. Funny we should go into that, actually, because I was given a book called The Expectant Father. And I haven't looked through it all yet, but I will reference a few points because the book is from 1995.
That's like a whole other century.
I mean, it literally is.
I mean, technically, that's like 3 decades ago.
I mean, it's a millennia ago, really, as well, isn't it? So
it's not a millennia ago.
Yeah,
it's not from a thousand years ago.
It feels like it's 1,000 years ago. There's a really good section. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the bag and having a father's bag. This mentions having a father's bag as well, so it's pretty similar. Apart from in this bag, it says that you need to pack a personal stereo with 2 sets of headphones with cassettes of your favourite music.
Oh, wow. Now, children are magnetic tapes that play songs.
Tapes were amazing. I have a bit of a strong sense of nostalgia when it comes to tapes. I don't know if you have the same thing, but I was the guy that was taping, you know, the top 40 songs, and I was... pausing when the fucking idiot DJ was speaking. And I just wanted to listen to the songs, and I was pressing record when the radio came on. I was that guy. A supply of coins for the phone card or public telephone box.
Oh, nice.
I mean, good luck trying to find a telephone box these days.
Well, they've got one basically on every bed now, haven't they?
Yeah.
In the UK, it's that little, like, drop-down monitor with a phone built into it. Oh,
the TV. Yeah. It's about £25 to...
It's not that much a day now. It's like £7-8 a day for a full 24 hours. But there's a free phone number that you can ring Becky on, and it's free for her to accept calls.
Ah, right, okay.
There is a number. I'm sure it's like a mobile number or something along those lines. So I think it's free to accept incoming shit. She might not want to speak to you, but...
No.
To dialing outwards and watching TV, it costs money.
But it also does say that, you know, take some crosswords or playing cards with you to pass the time.
Yeah, because that's what she's going to want to do when she's having contractions.
Exactly.
And come on, love, fucking hell. Stop it. It's your turn. Pick two up. Come on. What do you mean you're ready to push? Fucking hell, we've got another three rounds.
But you're so close. Let's finish this game off. Come on.
I've got a good hand here. Come on. Can we just finish this round?
Oh, that can wait, love. That can wait. But interestingly, and the last point, and then we'll move on. Body lotion or oil to practice some of those massage techniques?
Okay.
If we're in labour and Becky asked me to get the massage oil out to practice some massage techniques.
I think we've heard enough about your massage techniques during this podcast series. I can just imagine the lad Bible article now. Man reads book from 1995 and gets arrested for massaging his wife's tits in public. It's not even clickbait at that point.
There was a colostrum massacre.
Then Dr. Lanugo came in and did a linear negra lunge. Swinging back into normality. One of the things we did do, actually, when we did, we went out for a dog walk. By the time this goes out, it's probably too late, but it's worth mentioning for people in future. You know, it's something nice to do. So you take your pumpkin, obviously it's natural fruit. I think it's a fruit. Is it a fruit? A vegetable. One of them. And over the woodland area over the back of us, we had a couple of small pumpkins. You remember the ones that cost way too fucking much, ones?
Yeah.
We never carved them, so they're still fresh. So we took them out into the woods and sort of smashed them up a little bit so it was easy for them to get into, but left them for the wildlife.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So rather than just sort of sticking it in your green bin, why not take it out into a wooded area?
Well, funny you should mention that, because when we went on our windy walk last week, we got given two huge pumpkins free. We didn't have time to do anything with them, so they're so big. I moved them into the back garden the other day, and I was like, I don't know what to do with these things. But there is a woods near us, like a 2 or 3 minute walk, so I will probably just chuck them in there then and give them to the wildlife. That's actually quite a good idea. I never thought about that.
Maybe, obviously, don't just leave it whole. I think you might need to break it a little bit, make it easy for them.
Yeah.
I don't think they've got their own set of carving tools and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, obviously, at the time it's going out, that's finished now. We've just had bonfire night. We had a bit of a family get-together last night. So we all got together. Yeah, it was really nice, actually. It's the first one that we've had properly. Everything's just sort of felt normal. Everyone was laughing and joking, and you know, everyone's all double jabbed and all that lot, and some of the people that were there have had the booster, so it was all safe. Yeah, it was just good to sort of get together. And in my instance, I didn't have a few drinks. I drove, and you know, I had some non-alcoholic beverages, which I don't mind doing, to be really honest. But everyone else was drinking, and there was loads of food, kids were all together. And it was just like pre-COVID times. It was really nice. It was really good.
Everything just getting back to normal a little bit.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, we used to do this a lot. We used to get together. But it was just nice to sort of see all the kids sort of hanging around together. And, you know, all the grown-ups, we all sort of sat around together, all laughing and joking. And just genuinely, it was just nice to just be around people again and just feel that normality.
Yeah, that's nice. we had a quiet bonfire night. We've not had Flossie this weekend. She's been with her dad. She's actually been with her dad since last Tuesday. So we have had a very quiet week. But we went to, for anyone that doesn't know Wigan, I'll try and describe it. There is a hill that overlooks a town. So we went to the top of there. It's called Parbold Hill. And we drove up to the top of the Parbold Hill and just watched the displays.
We tried doing that last year. And
really?
Yeah, it's sometimes, it can be hit and miss. We went last year and there was just fog everywhere.
Oh, no, it was clear. It was clear. It was quite busy, as you can imagine, because a lot of people have done the same. Cheapskates. But we didn't. We took a little picnic and just stayed there for a little bit. But it was really clear, actually. And you could see, God, really far away. I don't know how far you can see up until Parbold. On a really clear night, you can go see as far down as Wales, I believe, can't you? Is that right?
I don't know if you physically can see more than 30 miles away, so that might be a bit of a stretch.
Well, Wales isn't that. Maybe it's a little bit more than 30 miles, isn't it?
It's considerably more. It's not. Becky was just sat there. Oh, yeah, I can see my dad setting some fireworks off. Like, no. You can't. It's some guy in Busker. Fuck off.
Well, my point is, it was really clear. So,
to be fair, I have done that in previous years and sort of gone up there and when it has been clear, and it is amazing just watching all the fireworks go off. And I get where you're coming from. I understand why I've done it. Let's kick into some Netflix, Amazon, and other recommendations of the week.
Well, have I got an interesting story for you? Actually, we've not actually got into anything particularly huge this week. Apart from we did finish Lock and Key, which obviously I've been going into you for the past couple of weeks. You should watch it. It's really, really good. We have got onto series 2 of Vikings now.
Oh, yes.
We've just finished the first episode of series 2. Things are fucking going down, aren't they?
It accelerates really quickly.
Well, this is what I thought when I first watched it. It doesn't fuck around, does it?
No.
It's like,
oh, no, I mean, they are savage.
In terms of like the scripts and stuff like that, halfway through the series of series 1, he's the Earl already.
Like, the progression, the character progression of Ragnar is nothing short of immense. He changes and his haircut changes as he progresses. It gets better. He's the Earl now. It gets way better.
Okay. So the episode that we've just finished is where his missus leaves him. So we are thoroughly gripped to it.
Yeah, and Bjorn's had to make the decision.
Bjorn, yes. So that's where we've left it on now. Which was a bit of a cliffhanger, but yeah.
Well, it keeps going.
I'm very interested.
I think it's a few seasons in yet, but there's one bit where they action out some punishments. Some of them are fucking brutal. But from what I've read, I think they're very close to what they actually used to do as well. So you'll know when you've hit them.
I'll give you an update next week and see where we are. We've also, well, we've started watching Love on the Spectrum 2. I don't know if you've watched that.
No.
It's basically The Undateables, but in Australia.
Okay.
So it's quite funny. And then we had a kind of bit of a nostalgia film night, where one night we watched a film from Becky's childhood and something that she really likes. And so we watched The Princess Diaries with Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
My choice.
Oh, right. That was Becky's choice. Sorry.
No, that was Becky's choice, yeah.
I thought it was yours. So, okay.
Although, top film, heavily recommended. Really enjoyed it. My choice. I went for Hook.
Okay.
Do you remember Hook?
Of course I remember who.
Yeah.
Don't try and stop me, Smee. Stop me, Smee. Stop me, Smee. Stop me, Smee. Smee.
Why aren't you stopping my head? Oh, so yeah, so that brings like nostalgia back. That was really, really fun.
Beggaring. You know what? As you laugh then, you laugh like Nanny lost the marbles.
Oh, I've lost my marbles. But yeah, great film.
Great film. Well, sticking on the theme of nostalgia then, we did watch our first Christmas film.
Oh, really?
I know that's a swear word, but fucking Halloween's been and gone. All the people have got their Christmas adverts out now, so officially Christmas trees are going up everywhere across the country. So we watched the first Christmas film today. Actually, we watched one last night, just me and Beck. We watched one called Last Christmas. Don't know if you've seen it.
Pretty sure Becky was watching that last night.
We can probably actually say that this is a Netflix recommendation, because I'm sure it's on Netflix. It's Emilia Clarke, who played Daenerys in Game of Thrones.
Yes, so Becky was watching it this morning. In fact, I don't think it was this morning, actually. It might have been yesterday when Becky was up at 5 a.m. I got up, and by the time she was awake, she had finished watching her first Christmas film. Is it good?
It is good. I mean, Beck watched it. She went to the cinema and watched it when that came out. And then me and her watched it last year. And now we sort of put it into one of the films that we watch every year. And oddly enough, she actually said something this morning about she tears the films off. It's not quite top tier, but it's middle tier. It's one that you can watch in the early days of when you're thinking it might be Christmas.
Oh, so really?
The holiday, you know, things like that, where you're just easing into Christmas. It's got a Christmassy vibe. There are a few other top tier Christmas films that you'd watch when you've got your tree up, like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Bad Santa, Elf.
I do like Elf.
We're saving them for when the tree's up and we want to be in full festive mode. We watched Last Christmas, and then the historic nod at this point, we watched Home Alone 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we watched that this morning.
Christmas film.
Just perfect, isn't it?
I do really like Home Alone, I'm not going to lie. My favourite Christmas film is complete nostalgia, but it's Santa Claus the Movie. It's got Dudley Moore and is it John Lithgow, I think, pretty sure. It's a fucking amazing film.
You know what? I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, God, you need to watch it. It's 1985. Like, it's an old film, but it just proper reminds me of my childhood. Give it a try.
Might look at that one.
So we are week 36 of the pregnancy, and baby is the size of a loaf of bread. We hope for anyone that didn't listen to last week's episode, we had a scan where the sonographer, I remembered it this week, said that the baby was a little bit small, although very healthy. So we've got another growth scan this Thursday, and we will see where we're up to. Although what I would say is that Becky has put on some weight these past couple of weeks. Probably just because of me feeding so much food in her, she can barely move. And yeah, so hopefully we'll have some good news, and we'll see where we are, and we'll update next week.
Yeah, I mean, love's come in all shapes and sizes, so it's good.
Exactly. Yeah. Should we
let's tickle on Podmin.
Talk about Podmin. This might be quite quick.
Yeah, because there's fuck all from me.
And fuck all from me. Woo-hoo-hoo! I think that's the first time we've done a clean break. Usually, okay. I fucked up somewhere, but
it's either that or they've just not listened to it and they've not picked up on it yet. So either way, I'll take that.
Absolutely, yeah. We're getting good at this now.
Yeah, we are. Well, we said that, and then next week we'll have fucking loads.
I know.
Okay, so that was easy then. No problem. Sorry, everyone, for people that actually do look forward to that.
We better talk about some dad stuff, I guess.
So I'm going to hit you with a quiz, and we're going to call it Our Survey Says, because this is something that has been, it's a research paper or research study done by the University of Oxford, and it's been published. I'll link it at some point on either a Facebook group or Instagram or whatever when this episode goes live. But it's a lot of stats, and basically they surveyed 4,500 women just to sort of find their experiences. It was a national survey of health and care. So it focused on pregnancy, labour and birth, infant feeding, maternal health, which is important, smoking and vaping, and then return to work. So there's just a bunch of stats for each.
All right, okay.
I think I just thought it'd be interesting just to sort of whiz through a few of them, but put you on the spot, as I like doing every so often.
Yeah.
And just sort of gauge how well you understand women.
Well.
That could be quite interesting. Before we do that, what I will say is last week's episode, I did say that I'm going to put something out on Instagram requesting a forfeit for you. I haven't done that yet. I'm saving that until the last episode goes live. So by the time you're listening to this, it should already be out and we should already be collecting responses for Matt's forfeit. We will bring you an update on that very soon.
Okay.
So, pregnancy. Your answers are, your possible answers are 1 in 4, 2 in 4, 3 in 4, or 4 in 4. But how many in 4 women said that pregnancies were planned?
Oh, I would say that's low. I would say 1 in 4.
So 1 in 4 pregnancies are planned. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 1 in 4 pregnancies. I would say there's a lot of, I mean, it depends on 4,500 people they're interviewing, but.
Okay. So out of the 4,500 women surveyed, 3 out of 4 said that their pregnancies were planned.
Fuck you now.
So we've just set the tone of this quiz.
Okay. Yeah, we have.
Okay.
I think this is unbalanced and fairly by my experience of people with teenage pregnancies.
What percentage of women had the booking appointment in the first 12 weeks?
The booking appointment?
Yeah, so you know your first appointment when you go and see a doctor and say, I think I'm pregnant.
Within the first 12 weeks?
Yeah.
I would say that's quite high. I mean, after 12 weeks, you're pretty sure that you're pregnant. Maybe 80%?
I'm not far off. 87%.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. What percentage of women said they had experienced a health problem that was related to their pregnancy?
Well, they're always bloody moaning, aren't they? Joke. Sorry. Let's go with 62%.
Oh, 27.
Oh, God, I'm so bad. I'm such a chauvinist, aren't I?
How many in 10 women had long-term health problem which complicated their pregnancy?
14%?
Well, no, how many out of 10?
This oh, right.
Not percentage.
Oh, right, sorry. How many out of 10?
Oh, 1 in 10, 2 in 10, 10 in 10.
2 in 10?
Yeah, okay, I'll leave. 1 in 10.
1 in 10, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that sort of covers off pregnancy. I'd say you did fairly well out of that. Well, I said fairly well. You got 2 relatively close and 2 you was fucking wildly off. So you get a B+ for birth. What percentage of women gave birth at home?
Ooh, what percentage of women gave birth at home? I would say that's low. 18%?
Wow. 3.
3%?
Only 3% of women gave birth at home, yeah. What percentage of births were C-section or a cesarean section?
Ooh, now then, that's interesting. Because a lot of people that elect for it now as well. Let's go with 26%.
Fucking hell, I chipped the bet. 27%.
Oh!
You nearly got an A star.
I know somebody, and I won't mention them, but they, on their second child, they elected to have a C-section on the basis that the first one tore them apart.
Oh, God.
So they were like, yeah, I'm never going through that again.
Well, what I've heard, and I stand to be corrected here, but once you've had a C-section, if you go on to have any more, it tends to be a C-section. It's like almost you have to have one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you've obviously weakened certain parts. I think some women can birth naturally after that, but the preferred method from the doctors and nurses is that you do have another C-section. So it's almost like once you've had that, that's almost the preferred route medically.
That's really interesting because obviously from our point of view, there's a likelihood that based on our scanning a couple of days' time that we could be induced and a C-section would be very, very likely. So that's something to think about really as well, isn't it? So
yeah, the next 5 kids you have will all have to be C-sections.
I'm going for a football team. Becky says she wants to stop when she's 30, which means...
One a year?
Yeah, and a couple of twins in there. Do us all.
Yeah. She's going to fucking hate us. What percentage of babies were preterm, so less than 37 weeks?
Ooh, okay. Let's go with 14%.
Not far off, again. 8%.
All right, okay. In the same ballpark, kind of.
Yeah. What percentage of babies had a low birth weight? And they're classing that as less than 2,500 grams, which in pounds is 5.5 pounds.
Well, I mean, this is close to the nerve, right? Let's go at 7%.
Fucking bang on.
Really?
7%. Have you been reading my screen?
I
are you sat behind me?
I'm not cheating, sir.
Have you Googled this research? That is bang on, 7%.
Wow.
What percentage of babies were admitted to a neonatal ICU, intensive care unit?
Let's go, I think, maybe a little bit more, just to be precautionary or something like that. Maybe 11%.
Fucking 12%. You've definitely Googled this shit. It's freaky, that. That's 12%. So far on labour, I've trained you well. You're becoming an expert. Doing very good. How many in four women, so one in four, two in four, three in four, or four in four, said labour and birth were worse than they expected?
I'm going to try and apply some logic here. So a lot of people say it's the worst thing they've ever done. But then after 6 months, there's a chemical in a woman's brain that kind of trains you to forget about the actual labour. And then after a few months, they'll say, oh, it wasn't that bad. I could well do that again. But no, this is an actual thing. I don't know what the chemical is called, but there's something in the brain that persuades a woman that it's fucking not that bad.
So relaxing.
It again. Yeah. So I would go, I would go 1 out of 4.
Bang on.
Really?
Yeah.
That was complete logic, that though, only because if you ask them like 2 weeks later, it'd be 4 out of 4. But there is something in a woman's brain that kind of triggers to almost mask the pain that they went through.
Padawan has become the Jedi at this point, teaching me. I love this. What percentage of mothers with full-term babies had skin-to-skin contact in the first hour?
Oh, God, this must be huge, right? So this is something that, like, is recommended. And I'm pretty sure that I'll have to whack off my top at some point as well. That'll be my sacrifice. See my little pot belly to all the midwives. 89.
Okay, you're smashing these ones. 93%.
I was going to go in the 90s, but I just thought there might be something.
So out of an old school grading, pregnancy, you got a B+, which, you know, it's okay. Birth, you've definitely got an A star.
Wow.
So Becky's in safe hands.
In the labour.
Yes, just for the labour bit. The rest of it sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, so infant feeding. What percentage of women had started breastfeeding? Or they've tried it?
That have started it? I'm going to say that quite a lot of people have tried it, but not very many people keep it on. So I would say 58%.
Right numbers, wrong order. 85% of women tried it. What percentage of women breastfed the baby for 6 months or longer?
See, I'd say that's a lot less. I'd be hitting around maybe 30%, 33%.
45. Close.
Yeah, I'm not doing very well.
Yeah, what percentage of women wanted more help with breastfeeding?
Wanted more help with breastfeeding?
More advice, support, you know, whatever. Information.
So how many people wanted advice? 68%?
This one surprised me. It's only 30%.
I was going to say 30%. I was literally going to say 30% as well.
So that surprised me, though, as a stat, like only 30% of women wanted more help.
Wow, okay.
What percentage of women have given formula to the baby before 6 months?
Let's go 40%.
82%.
82%? Wow, okay.
What, people rely on formula, apparently? And last one in this section, what percentage of women introduced solid food to their baby before they were 6 months old?
Well, see, I don't know. This is something that I'm really bad at, because in truth, I don't know when you give a baby something.
Pretty but you're going to have to fucking learn.
So my mum and my sister, we have a large age gap between us. There's 11 years. So I could remember her being a baby, but I'm pretty sure my mum was feeding a jam after like 6 weeks. I might be wrong. That might have been 6 months. But
yeah, it's probably more like 6 months. I don't think you feed that at 6 weeks.
I don't know. Before 6 months, let's go toss of a coin. Before 50%, let's go 49%.
Get out. You're getting these. You're pulling it back. 54%.
Oh.
Funny story. I was the one. We waited almost 6 months to the day to introduce solids to George when Bet was still a bit scared. And I just fucking went with it and made some baby rice, which isn't actual rice, but made that up with a bit of formula. Just a tiny bit and give it to Georgia on the spoon. She fucking loved it. Bet was shitting herself. Like, she's going to choke. She's going to choke. Like,
really?
She won't. She'll be fine. It's really soft and mushed up. Yeah. So that was something we did. Okay. I'll give you another B+ on that one. Okay. Good things to learn. But you're getting there.
Must try harder.
Mental health. Now, this is important, this section. What percentage of women were asked about their mental health in the pregnancy booking in appointment?
I feel like this should be a mandatory question, but it might not be. I feel like people would have wanted to speak about the mental health, but maybe weren't given the opportunity. Maybe 28%?
Well, 78%.
Oh, I was so, there.
Yeah, maybe it is more mandatory, but 78% of women were actually asked about the mental health at the booking in appointment. What percentage of women had a postnatal checkup of their own health with the GP? The postnatal, obviously, after they give them birth.
Oh, surely that's going to be high. Surely that would be like 91%.
Fucking bang on. You definitely Googled this shit. You fucking got it on screen now.
Well, you'd think with us, like, having a great system such as the NHS, you'd think that would be a standard. So, yeah.
How many out of five women, so one in five, two in five, three in five, how many of five women did not recall being asked about their mental health in the first 6 to 9 months after giving birth? They don't remember being asked, like, as a postnatal checkup or anything.
Two in five?
Close, one in five.
One in five, okay.
Okay, next section is smoking and vaping. There's only a couple on this one. How many in 10 women, so one in 10, two in 10, five in 10, said they smoked tobacco during pregnancy?
Do you know what? I know a couple of people that smoked during pregnancy, but they gave up drinking. So I think this might be a little bit higher than you think. I want to say, I'm torn between two or three. I want to say 2 out of 10.
What's 1 in 10?
1 in 10? Wow. I mean, that's better than what I thought, to be honest. I didn't have as much faith in
women. You judgy bastard.
Yeah.
Semi-linked, what percentage of women used an e-cigarette or vaped during pregnancy?
See, I'd say that was less, but maybe people think, oh, well, it's only a vape, so it's not as problematic. So I'm gonna go 2 out of 10.
It's a percentage, so you said 20%.
Yeah? Oh, right, sorry, I thought it was, yeah, let's go, no, maybe not then. As a percentage.
I mean, 2 out of 10 is 20%.
No, I know, but I didn't realise.
So just for the record, you're changing your answer.
I am changing my answer on the basis
if,
that
if you change your answer to be correct, then something very suspicious is going on and there will be a sewage inquiry.
I'm changing my answer on the basis that I've got 100 options as opposed to 10 options. I will go 11%.
Well, I mean, that would, you know, just saying for the record, that would have been 1 out of 10. Well, you didn't say 1 out of 10, you said 2 out of 10. Not bad. 4%.
Ah, 4%. I nearly went 7, but right, okay.
I mean, 7's nowhere near 2 out of 10. The record is changing his answers to suspiciously close. I'm so competitive, I hate myself sometimes.
It's a bit of fun.
What percentage of women lived with someone who smoked during the pregnancy?
Surely this has got to be high. Maybe this is slightly higher, but smoking isn't like an in thing anymore now, isn't it? Maybe 18%.
Fucking We definitely got a steward's inquiry after this. That's bang God. That's like 18%.
That's three that I've banged on now, right, isn't it?
Probably more, but that's suspicious. That is. You've got too many air stars, I think.
Just call me. I can't think of something punny to do with.
Cheating motherfucker.
I promise you, I am just banging the. This is all the teachings that you've given me over the past 14 weeks.
Hey, flattery will get you everywhere, but you're not going to fucking win a quiz with it. Last one is the return to work section. What percentage of women were on paid or unpaid maternity leave for at least 6 months?
Surely that's got to be. Is it though? 72%.
61.
Oh, right, okay.
Not too far off, yeah. What percentage of spouses or partners had taken parental leave?
Well,
I'll just caveat this, and this may give you a bit of a heads up to where the answer's going. I was surprised.
Really?
Go on, give me your gut feeling and then apply that level of intelligence.
My gut feeling would be high. However, I am the dickhead that's chose another job 4 or 5 weeks before I'm meant to be having a baby. So, one, I'm not going to be entitled to it apart from statutory. But two, do I want to be the person that starts a week and then goes off for 2 weeks on paternity? And is that going to be able to work? And is that something that I need to speak to my new employer about? Anyway, that's just a personal thing that I need to think about. So maybe that's going to be less than what you thought, but I would still think over half the people. Let's go 58%.
56. Suspiciously, 56%. Well, that surprises me, that. I mean, two reasons. One, how close you were with not seeing this research before. But two, I would have thought that would have been considerably higher.
Had you have not said it surprised me, I would have gone 70-80s, is no problem.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. 50% of people are not choosing to do paternity. But I guess the problem is, I'm going to work for a publicly funded company this time. So paternity leave is quite favourable, but obviously you have to be there for a certain amount of time. In terms of statutory pay, or in terms of, private companies that probably don't offer the best package, it's £150 a week for paternity leave.
I don't know anyone that's not taken paternity leave.
Really?
Unless they've just not told me they've had a kid. It just don't work anywhere.
My point is, and I understand what you're coming from, but my point is that families may struggle.
Financially, yeah. It's not necessarily as appealing, but...
If the woman isn't working and the man's the main breadwinner, whatever they're called.
I get that. I didn't think that made up as big of a percentage of the straw poll of who, had been, taken part of this survey. I would have said that percentage would have been a 10 or makes up 10 or 20%. Maybe that's just my ignorance on.
No, I completely agree. I would have expected it to be higher.
What percentage of women were in paid work for 6 to 9 months after they'd given birth?
After they've given birth.
Yeah, so what percentage of women were back to work between 6 and 9 months after giving birth?
36%.
Only 9%.
Oh, right, okay.
That's like 91% of women either just extended it or not gone back to work.
At some point, if this is your second or third kid, or you've had multiple kids, I guess there is the argument about at what point does it become unfeasible for somebody to work in terms of childcare issues. Childcare goes up to £1,000 a month or £1,500 a month. Like childcare is expensive, isn't it? Nursery expenses. So I guess that feeds into it. And that's something that me and Becky have talked about as well. Like at what point, if we have another child and we have three kids in the next couple of years, like, at what point does it not become cost-effective to have two people in a job?
Yeah, we've had that same conversation. I mean, we're fortunate enough now that, George is in school and, Beck's in a term-time job. We're super fortunate that there's always cover, if that makes sense. But
yeah, and I guess from your point of view, with Beck being in a term time job, that's really, well, that's the most ideal thing you can get, isn't it? And it's not.
Yeah.
And you are fortunate that you've got other people to look to as well, but not everyone's that lucky, is there? I mean, that, no. Again, that's something that me and Becky have talked about as well, about, you know, we'll both work full-time for as long as we can, but if there's another child, like, does it become impossible to work?
I know Beck, when she had Georgia, she extended her maternity leave.
Did she have the full 12 months off?
No, but at that point, I was fortunate enough to have my own business, so she then sort of didn't go back to her job and then came working with, not for, with me.
Right.
Very important that I don't say that, because I would be podmid in the shit out of it if I say she worked for me, even though she did. The last one, I mean, it does sort of link into that conversation. So the last one is how many, one in two, or two in two, how many in two women planned to use grandparents for childcare? And it's a 50-50.
Well, I mean, two in two? Surely it's got to be everybody.
No, only one in two.
One in two?
Yeah.
A fucking cock flip and I lost that. That's just my outfit.
I mean, you had to make it look like it's not as suspicious by forcing one to be wrong.
I certainly know that we are looking at grannies and granddads to look after our little ones. Certainly from my side, my mum is partly retired, with her partner being retired now. They've offered their help out for a couple of days a week. Obviously, we're talking 6-12 months away. So that'll be a real help. Did you look at your... Mind you, I guess your parents were still working at the time, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. But again, we've been very fortunate with Beck having this term time job. We were very fortunate and I'm so grateful for it. And I know not everyone does. So I don't want to sort of seem like I'm gloating, but we did have a big support network. So there was both my parents and then both Beck's parents, you know, have helped us all out a stupid amount, you know, over the time. Everyone just chips in, just like picking up from school or just looking after them for an afternoon here and there. And we've just sort of come together to just make it work. And but now George is in school and it marries up to Beck's time. We don't necessarily need to rely on them as much.
Yeah.
So I feel better that we're not relying on other people, but they've got us through, you know, George's first 5 years or first 4 years to get us to that point. So I'm super appreciative of everything that everyone's done to sort of help us out. You know, people do struggle with childcare. A lot of people that I speak to, their annual leave is sort of taken up during half terms and summer holidays and split between their partner of, I'll take week one and three off and you take week two and four, and then week five and six we've got headaches. And you know, that's a real struggle, you know, a lot of people have.
Well, that's kind of, so Becky's maternity leave takes us up until the summer holiday. So like the end of the summer holidays will be when Becky is looking to go back. So that really, really helps us in terms of lucky, I guess, something to think about in a couple of years' time. But I can imagine it being a real headache.
Well, I know we finished on a little bit of a somber note. Overall grade, I will give you a questionable A+. And I'm gonna put a little star next to that I'm gonna fact check. I don't know how, but I'm gonna figure out if you've fucking cheated. If you have, then you get an F.
I promise I've not cheated, and I would tell you if I've cheated, because I once cheated on a GCSE once. Well, maybe next week I'll talk about how I got away with it. That keeps people in suspense.
Yeah, it keeps me in suspense, because I was in some of those exams.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, no, we've rambled on enough. You've definitely done well. You're very well prepped. We'll let everyone get back to the morning, their afternoon, their evening, the drive, the relaxing cup of tea, or whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Well, once again, thanks. Thank you so much for listening to us. We are. Personally, I'm amazed by the feedback that we get every single week. It's becoming more and more of a talking point that people like kind of message us rather than, yeah, it feels like we're building a bit of a community. So thank you very much for listening to us again, and we'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week, everyone.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-